Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9. Proudly sponsored by
Anecto. One of the things I'm just really curious to find out, and I suppose this is a question towards Amanda, how did your friends perceive this? Like, how did the lady in the supermarket go from you've got a baby and now it's not there? Like, yeah, what was that like?
Yeah, there's been a few really interesting incidents across the time. I think because the whole process took such a long time, there were just a few people that we kind of told that we were thinking about it or going through the process and not yet approved. One of the first people that I told really reacted quite badly. Mm-hmm. And and so that was really interesting for me. So I thought, oh gosh, you know, maybe I can't tell too many people for a while, so yep. I sort of kind of went quiet on it for a little while. But you know, once you kind of start getting more comfortable with it and talking more broadly, people are just amazed and want to, you know, talk on for hours about it and ask loads of questions, which is really beautiful and encouraging, I think, for people to be able to have that forum just to talk about it. You know, my family have been amazing, you know, mixed kind of responses. So one of my family members were not as keen as the others, but overall, you know, fabulous support around that. In the supermarket, definitely it took me a long time to kind of get used to what to say, and particularly when Michael and Terry were around a little bit as well, because at the start, you know, random people will get excited that you're having a baby. They've got no idea that you're having a baby for someone else. So I kind of used to sort of say, you know, oh, thanks. And if there was someone that I didn't know, I'd just kind of move on and say thanks. And then if it's someone that you kind of knew, obviously you needed to tell them that it's not my baby to keep and all of that sort of thing, which caused loads of more conversation. So it took quite a while to move around because once you'd start to say it's you're a surrogate, then they had loads of questions to follow.
Do you think they judged you in that process?
I think some people kind of were shocked to start with, and then I suppose what happens for them is they get all these questions and just start kind of blurting them out at you, no matter what they were. So you've got some crazy kind of questions.
Yeah.
I think some people certainly do. You get all types. Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, the last time I caught up with Mike, we had this discussion about almost becoming public property. And we found that with our son, people felt they had the right to ask questions that you wouldn't ask a heterosexual couple.
Definitely.
Yeah. And
definitely.
So you've experienced some of that as well?
Yeah. All sorts of questions.
Yeah, we have. And I'm happy about that because it means that you're pumping them with some knowledge.
Yep.
You know, bit of brain power. And that's a ripple effect of that. Like, we have had not one unsupportive person. Everyone's been amazing with us. It's been incredible. We're so lucky.
Yep.
And I think that's true about we're hearing so much about it at the moment, but people, it's a typical repercussion of media coverage is that people get an issue but they don't actually delve into the good stories get to know the people involved. Whereas, you know, when you tell your story, people say, well, here's a couple that wanted a child and they've had their baby and they love her to bits. Mm. You know, it's...
Well, it doesn't feel like the stalk brought her in this way.
No.
You know? We've just been there for the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
So what's it like walking down the street?
It's just wonderful. I get a lot of attention, as much as I used to get on my own merit, but
they're magnets.
Certainly, and we've got a mini dash hound as well, so it's everyone looking. Yep. I love it.
But I just love having her there.
Right.
Yeah. It's just she's just beautiful to look at, and when she smiles, it's just amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Mm. And what would you say to people who are knockers? Like the people who do make those judgments, like, you know, you said part of this role is educating.
We had that event we went to, the polo thing, and there was an interesting conversation.
Oh, we did.
Terry forgot he was a little bit drunk that day. But
he was an idiot, that guy. He just really was anti everything.
Yeah.
And it started from a negativity around, you know, two guys shouldn't raise a child, and then it got to a bit of homophobia. But it was really interesting that, you know, he just started from the perspective of, actually, sorry, he started with IVF wasn't appropriate. Then he moved on to the gay bit, and his girlfriend sort of took some umbrage at that point.
Oh, yeah. I think they may have ended since then. She realised what he was really like.
But that was really full on because he had really strong opinions. Mm. But you know, very happy to bat that back. I'm more than happy to talk with someone who has a different opinion to mine and to argue my case, naturally.
Yeah. Love and patience.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things that we keep on talking about is so many people don't know this is there. So the more people who have the conversation and feel comfortable with it, the more people can realise that this is normal. It's just everyday processes that just take a little bit longer to sort our way through.
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been an absolute delight. It's been one of my favourite interviews, I think, from the whole of our time on Absolutely Everybody.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.